You're listening to Kane and Corey.
Now we're back!
Oh, yeah!
It's
Friday! Hell yeah!
And we're back!
What were you yakking about when we were starting the show about lactose intolerant? What?
When I went to the gastro doctor a couple weeks ago, she told me to stop eating cheese and bread because that could be the issues why I'm always feel gassy and burping and farting and whatnot. And so I did. And then when I came back from Hawaii, for some reason I was getting scrambled eggs and feta cheese every morning, and that's when my issues started happening again. And now that I've cut cheese out of my diet and milk out of my diet for like a couple days now, I'm not having the issues that I was having.
Ah, good to know.
Oh, also I did a sleep apnea test. I got sleep apnea.
Oh, bro, God. Join the club.
Hold on.
You don't have to use CPAP. They have the mouth guard.
But here's the thing is I don't because I have mild obstructive sleep apnea. Mine's like I'm like 12%. She said if I was like 15, 16%, I'd need to use a CPAP machine.
Yeah.
She said I can use the mouth guard.
Yeah.
What I used last night are one of these things called it's called hostage tape. I don't know if you've heard about this before. It's tape you put on your mouth. Mm-hmm. Right?
So you
don't breathe out of your mouth, you breathe out of your nose. I woke up at 12 o'clock like this.
I was going to say, if you have sleep apnea, I don't want to cover one of my breathing holes.
That's what I mean. Why would
why the fuck would you do that? Only one's available at that point.
Now, what I'll tell you is I was fine. I was breathing just fine. I just panicked and freaked out.
Yeah.
I was having issues because the problem with sleep apnea is it's your tongue. Either your tongue's enlarged or you're fat or there's a reason why mm-hmm. your tongue is blocking your airway,
mm-hmm.
right? So when you breathe through your mouth, you're blocking your airway. When you breathe through your nose, you're not blocking your airway. Also, when you breathe through your nose, you're blocking out your nasal hairs are blocking out allergens and all kinds of stuff. Like it's filtering the air you're breathing. Your mouth, you don't filter shit.
Did they tell you how many times you technically stopped breathing in an hour?
I didn't stop breathing.
So that's sleep apnea. When you go, you stop breathing.
So she took, I got all my numbers.
Mine was 52 times in 1 hour.
Wait, what? You stopped breathing 52 times in 1 hour?
1 hour.
If only the 53rd came along and fucking.
If only you just fucking just
offed me, right?
Just offed you.
If only you just, okay, I'll tell you right now. You want to know how long my thing was? Okay, my diagnosis. I have mild sleep apnea. My AHI is 12. My RDI was 34 per hour. My snoring was 3%. My oxygen saturation was 95%. My true sleep was only 5 hours.
Jeez.
All right. So Monday we'll come and start the show with our compression socks, our walking farts, and our hemorrhoids.
Jeez.
You are prematurely aging right before our eyes.
I'm 35. This is the normal age for people to have sleep apnea, you piece of shit.
You have too many ailments.
I think I make up my ailments, but yeah.
Why would you even go get tested for sleep apnea?
Like
you're getting yourself tested for literally everything.
No, why did I get? Because I was feeling fatigued during the day, and I was having those PVCs, and sleep apnea causes all those things.
No, I get it, but a lot of things could cause tiredness during the day, but you just go right to sleep apnea.
Another thing, because Alicia told me I snore a lot at night, and so I was like, oh shit, let me see if this is the reason why. And I was tracking my sleep and seeing that I wasn't getting the right amount of deep sleep that I was needing, and sleep apnea causes that. So it's not just for nothing, Kane. Don't come at me like I'm fucking just out of the blue. No, there's a reason why.
And don't let them tell you to get that inspired thing where they put it in
stop?
You.
Oh, I'm gonna get the insert.
No, don't
the surgery.
It changes your voice.
I'm kidding, dude. I'm not fucking. You think I'm gonna get something you gotta inject into your body and you gotta turn on every night with a fucking remote?
No, don't do it.
What if that shit turns on by itself and I'm just like this? Cause that's what it does. It moves your tongue every time you breathe.
You sound like a bug, dude. Kane is like.
Are we done?
Kane is like the healthiest one in the bunch right now.
Yeah, bullshit. Kane just has
fuck
a bit. Kane,
that. I got Kane, one problem. Yeah. I got one problem.
Bullshit. Kane
and
will be like, Kane will call
improving.
Us. Kane
and
will call out
improving.
In the middle of nowhere. My heart, my damn blood pressure's up at 180 over fucking 120.
Your heart, you got the ischemia, whatever the fuck it is.
I don't even know what the ischemia is.
You don't breathe at night?
I breathe just fine at night.
You
I just got some
cheese and dairy.
That's something. That's some, 80% of adults can't have dairy.
I have no allergies. Literally, just have the kidney thing. And
Kane,
I'm jinxing myself.
Kane, just think about now if you turn off the generator in the RV, you're killing both of us.
Yeah. Duh. If a road trip ever happens, we watch your P's and Q's. You watch yourselves.
All I need is a mouthpiece, you piece of shit. I don't need a fucking hooked up like Bane and Darth Vader.
Dash isn't feeling well? Are you sure you want to make a stop at the vet?
Doble says, I get a morning wood every morning. That's why I can't let my kid come to me right away. I'm like, wait a minute. Go over there. Let's settle things first.
You got to start drinking.
Yeah, no
just
shit.
Just like Doreen says.
Nah, because my stomach acid, my heartburn don't agree with the GERD.
Oh, you got to pickle yourself. Who did you just see that said they pickled themselves? They looked great. They were old, whatever. Who you just told? I remember the story because I was sitting on the shitter when you told me that.
I don't know. Cool. I was telling you about my dad, about how my dad preserved himself with all the crack he took.
It was your dad. Your dad's preserved himself. All the crack. And that's what.
Yeah.
Dave Navarro turned 40. I remember saying to him, I was like, you look fantastic. How did that happen? How are you 40? He says, well, I preserved myself with all the fucking crack and drugs and heroin and all of that.
Yeah.
Look at Keith Richards. Yeah. There's something to be seen. Look at Mick Jagger, for cripe's sakes. He's 80. He's prancing around on stage like he's a gay 16-year-old.
Yeah.
Just discovered himself.
Carrie, I had pediatric GERD. I've had that for a long time. So
GERD.
I don't know what age is too young to have it, but that's a thing, pediatric GERD.
Yeah, everybody say, Carrie's like, Corey's way too young to have all these problems.
It is what it is, baby.
Forbidden Ball says, my philosophy, I stay pickled also.
Corey, I think it's in your mind because you think about it a lot. And you like, it's like if you tell yourself, oh, I'm going to have an itch on my right hand, eventually your hand's going to itch.
No, but a sleep apnea is not. I just told you guys I have sleep apnea, which causes PVCs. What the fuck else?
Anyway, so remember yesterday the new policy was if you stand to order, I'm not tipping. That was my new policy. A lot of new policies. Whatever. Yeah. If you, like you weren't here. Yeah. If you've got to stand to order your food, if no one's bringing you anything, then I'm not tipping. Well, allow me to offer a rebuttal because I brought Starbucks up in particular. Like if I'm not tipping at Starbucks because you don't do anything. There's a rebuttal because there's a great story. And this isn't usually the kind of thing we do, but this is just, I love this so much. It's an amazing story about a woman who works at Starbucks who got a $200 tip. Little Rock, Arkansas. Her name is Courtney.
Okay.
Posted a video after a customer left a note thanking her for being the only genuinely kind person she'd met in a while.
Huh.
Hmm. I will let her tell her own story. It's 3 minutes long, but it's worth it.
Okay, TikTok, I need your help. I'm hoping that this person is on TikTok. Might be far-fetched, but if it finds her, it finds her. I work at Starbucks part-time. I just got off a shift. I go in at 4 a.m. most of the time and I don't get off till 9:30 or 10 o'clock. I'm okay with that. I love that job. I am a morning person. I'm peppy as crap. I'm loud and I'm proud and we love it. This morning I was loud and proud and peppy and a woman came in. I could tell she was kind of struggling and I was like, a little extra pep in our step today. We got to get her smiling. So we did. And a couple minutes later, she came in and she gave my manager a note and asked her to hand it to me. And so I was like, okay. It says, I travel a lot for work. That usually means late nights and very early mornings. I haven't had to travel to Little Rock in 6 months until this week. I've been here for 2 days and so far you have been the only person I have encountered that has been genuinely kind. You were the first face I saw this morning and you really brightened my day. I'm sure you are exhausted because life, right? That's all of us, but you deserve to know you made a difference in someone's day today just by being kind. I'm also willing to bet you have a great sense of humor. Who doesn't ever?
Yes, Corey.
I think it's safe to say your sister didn't write this, right?
She did not.
Okay, let's continue.
Appreciate that. I hope you have the very best day. I know I will, thanks to you. Treat yourself to something nice. I can tell you deserve it. Maybe just not coffee. Haha. Sincerely, the groggy woman at 5 a.m. Do good in this world, and it will always come back to you. If you are that lady.
Oh, no. I'm going to cry.
This is my first Mother's Day without my mom. She passed in June. I have the Starbucks job on top of my full-time job. Because I have a lot of bills to pay and a lot of debt that I have inherited to get under control. And I would be lying to you if I told you that I was not dreading Mother's Day. And so I decided that I was going to buy the urn that I had been looking at and bring my mom home for Mother's Day. And I had no idea how I was going to afford it. But the $200 you put in that note today allows me to spend Mother's Day with my mom. And I appreciate you so much for that. So if you're out there and if you're on TikTok, thank you for the impact that you made on my life. And I hope that you see this and know that you did something that I will never forget. So thank you.
So it's not a hard and fast rule.
Wow.
There are exceptions, is my point.
So what you're saying is don't be like your sister.
Yeah,
be
no,
the opposite
never.
Person. Okay.
Under yeah. any circumstance, be like my sister. But wasn't wow, that a wonderful
some of you
story?
Guys pick, wow, what the Pixie what? Said, I'm so annoyed with this. Is it wrong that I'm annoyed with this?
Yes, it's wrong that you're
annoyed
with that.
Someone else said, this is borderline annoyed. Paul Revere. Well, Paul Revere, you're a fucking cokehead, so we don't give a shit. I miss my mom too. Yeah, this was if you were mad by this, like that's a lady spilling her heart out, man. Why is that annoying?
That says more about you. That says more about you if you're annoyed by that than anybody else.
Yeah, well,
Carrie Berry feels ripped off. She said the urn I brought my mom home in was more than $200.
Well, that's what I thought too. But you know, I mean, shit.
Maybe it's just she added it to the savings that she had.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Wow.
That is not the reaction I thought I would. I didn't think for one second somebody would say I'm annoyed by that.
I didn't think so either.
That's very interesting. Wow. That's disappointing. Yeah. Disappointing.
It is disappointing. Can't you never know what people are struggling. You know what I mean?
Well, and for example, we went to Stewart's. Best friend Russ and I went to Stewart's yesterday. It's like an A&W, the drive-through place. Mm. And people can eat in their cars. They bring it to you in your car. I refuse to let anybody eat in my car. So we sit at the picnic tables in the back. And our waitress, she was running like she had the best smile on her face and she was happy and cheerful. And she was running to our table back and forth from the store to the table, store to the table. And I don't know what Russ and I were talking about it. Actually, she like made us feel better. It was great. And then comes time to the bill. Russ was paying for the lunch. And I'm like, you know, we're figuring out the tip and we're both like, oh, we got to give her more. Well, you got to give her more because just of how she made us feel. You know what I mean? So there's no hard and fast rule, I guess. I'm walking back a little bit about if I got to stand, I'm not tipping. If it's like the Starbucks chick who made your day, well, then sure, you tip a little bit.
Paul, the reason why, I don't even know why I'm calling you Paul, it's not your name. The reason why she videoed it is because she wanted the lady that did it for her to see it. Mm-hmm. There was no other way for her to contact this lady and to say thank you and to tell her the meaningful impact that she had on her life because of what she did. So the only way for her to do that was to video herself and show it. She didn't do it selfishly. She didn't think this was going to blow up and go viral. She just wanted to do it and try for that lady to see it.
But even if she really didn't care if the woman saw, even if she just wanted to tell a story about human kindness, that's a good enough reason.
Yeah,
absolutely.
How do you question, well, why did she even post it? To me, there was nothing selfish in there at all.
He walked it back. He said he misunderstood. Okay, well, that's what
even
that
so. Yeah. Even well, there's a reason now. Even so.
He said, forgive me.
Good Lord. sharing stories of kindness.
You are forgiven.
Now is a horrible thing, and it's somehow selfish? And this is me saying all that stuff.
I think it's selfish when people do it. Just I think the selfish ones are the ones that do it to be seen. Like, you know what I mean? Like the ones that are like, I gave $10 to this homeless guy, or like, you know, those are the ones that are annoying because it's like, come on, you're not genuinely doing it. You're doing it just for the video. This was a genuine reaction, a genuine thing. So
yeah, I have mixed feelings about the videos of the guys who go around handing $1,000 to they'll knock on a door and hand it to someone who's inside or whatever because. You know, that's obviously for their YouTube page.
Yeah.
Is it still kindness? Sure, but you're getting something from it. She didn't want anything from this video. She's a Starbucks worker. Whatever.
All right. Well, thank you for tuning into this segment of the podcast. Our next segment's about buttholes and taints. Here we go.
You want to lead this one? You got any butthole stories?
And I have every day. Yesterday. Every day I got a butthole story. that's how my kids sell me on the bidet like this, because you got to hit all four corners of your butthole, dude.
Riding the mechanical bull.
Yeah.
Did you try that joke last night?
Yeah, it was half and half. Again, I did a comedy show to a bunch of 20-somethings. Maybe young. Actually, some of the kids that are younger than that. And I don't think they ever seen a bidet before in their life. So.
I've never seen a bidet in person. I've only seen pictures and videos of bidets. I've never seen a bidet in person.
That shit would turn you out, man.
I don't think so. I mean, I've turned the hose on myself in the shower. It didn't make me go, ooh. Turn I wonder what else I could stick up there.
What was the reason for that? Did you put what setting did you have it on?
I just got done with a shit. I wanted to power wash my asshole.
Did you have it on a thumper setting?
I might have. Yeah, because normally I'll just spread the cheeks and let the water drip in there, but it must have been a horrendous shit that I just took that I wanted to get in there.
Can you imagine if you saw yourself doing these things every day? Like, have you ever saw yourself in a mirror while you're spreading your cheeks to wash your butthole in a shower?
Fuck.
It's the gayest thing.
So. No. If you saw yourself, like if you were followed around on a daily basis by a camera and you watched it later, you'd be so horrified.
Oh my God, I did that?
You'd be changing the way you walk.
Yeah.
You would be dissecting every little thing you do.
No thanks. Oh
my, my wrist is loose on that one. Oh, I had my mouth open for no reason while I was walking that. Oh,
no wonder why my neck is stiff. I'm just like, that's the whole day.
Seriously, I bet there's a lot of that would be a fun experiment to have someone. You'd have to pay them pretty well.
Then you'd have to watch it back. Then you have to watch it 24 hours of it though. You'd have to. I mean, unless you paid someone to take all the parts out, like hey,
the editing,
find every part that's a little bit.
You know what? I tell you, that would go viral. You could put that up on YouTube. People would be into that.
It'd be a social experiment.
Yeah. Write that down. Kim, okay. Just curious. Like we've talked about seeing ourselves have sex before. I've never, but I know you have, Corey.
Yeah.
And you were not that horrified.
Nah, man. It was, good performance.
I've watched myself play sports.
I have too, and sometimes I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. But it's good. You fix your swing. I fixed my swing watching that.
My dad was such a dick one time because I remember I was lollygagging and he goes, "You're running like a fucking queer." And I was like,
way to go, Dad.
Oh, but to this day, I remember that and be like, God, he was an awful parent, dude.
You run like a queer.
I was just joking around. I was just kidding around, running out to my position. He goes, you're running like a queer, dude. I'm like, what the f-? I'm joshing. I'm like, this isn't serious.
Oh, I bet that was the last time you ever put sprinkles on your ice cream for after the ball game. Like, can I have some No, I'll take chocolate. Straight up, chocolate on the rocks.
You got one unicolored sprinkles. I don't want the other ones.
You know what? And I don't want the twirly stuff. I want the hard, ball of ice cream.
Yeah, don't give me soft serve. Nothing soft about me.
Right, in a bowl, not a cone.
Yeah.
Did he scream it to you?
No, it's like kind of one of those things where he brought me over. He's like, dude, run. He's like, don't run like that again. Run like a queer. Like,
you imagine you're going to first base. You're running like a queen.
Somebody get that fag off the field. That's your son.
Your
kid.
You're gonna run like a queer on the way home too. I'm leaving.
Fucking dude, he's such. Now that I think about it, he was an awful person.
Is that the worst thing he said to you?
Is that the worst thing? No, he said some. I remember he told maybe to me, but I remember he told my sister something fucking awful. She told me about it too, and I forget what it was. But he said something awful to her, and I forget. I wish I could remember, but she told me not too long, a couple months ago, and I was like, oh my God, he said that? She goes, yeah. I was like, that's not nice.
Wow. One of the meanest, I don't know if it was mean, but it was weird because my dad was never a joker. Like, he never told a joke or laughed. And I pulled up once, he was in the garage working, and I pulled up with my roommate in the passenger seat. We get out and he looks at me and he goes, "Oh, I see you brought your boyfriend." I'm like, where the fuck did that come from?
Because he made himself laugh. He thought it was funny. He thought he was good.
And right in front of him. Never was talked about after that. I don't know if that's what he actually thought. I don't think so. But it was, that's probably the meanest thing he's ever, oh, and you'll never be your brother. That one sucked. But, you know, dads are dads.
You'll never be your brother. You mean dead? Okay, thanks.
I'll be him one day.
Yeah.
You'll see.
Yeah, I'll be dead too. There.
I can die better than him. I don't know. He died a war hero. It's pretty tough. Yeah, I'm fucked there. He died better than I'll ever die. Did you say mean things to your kids? What's the meanest? What's the meanest thing you ever said to your kid?
I'll turn the TV off. That's the meanest thing I say to Lexington. I'll turn the TV off. That's it. I don't tell him he runs like a queer, dude. That was my dad. I can't believe my dad said that. I was like,
fucking
that's
funny
the worst thing ever to tell. I can't believe, I still to this day, I can't believe he told me that to me. I'm like,
I just love that he used the word queer.
Yeah.
Can you run across the screen right now and show us how you were running?
I was just kind of one of those things where I had my glove in my hand and I was running to second base and I was just like, I was just joking though. I wasn't serious. I was kind of like light footed and like we were just, I was playing around.
A lot of them run like that, especially like, you know, for bad luck, they don't want to step on the foul line when they prance.
Oh, and you jump. You've seen the pros, they'll jump and do the twist over the line. It's gayer funny. Than it's hell. Just, it's, yeah. It's a kid's game.
Yeah.
So you're out there, you feel like a kid. Like you're just like playing around. You're not, you know what I mean?
Ozzie Smith used to run out there and do fucking backflips.
Backflips, yeah.
Yeah.
As a shortstop.
I was playing second base. I wasn't sucking dick while I was doing it, dude. I was
right? No shit. You're playing second base, runner stealing, he slides. You got your mouth open, you're like, low. Just hoping for something.
Wow.
He's safe. Actually, now that I think about it, you walk on your tiptoes. So I bet your dad was right. I bet you were prancing around like a little queer.
Oh, was he a little fairy boy? Yeah.
Like a lady boy.
Yeah. He just couldn't accept it, man. He couldn't accept it.
So would you rather, this is interesting to me, would you rather be 5 times smarter, richer, or better looking? This was an actual survey taken, so I've got some results. This is what people would say.
Kane and Corey, would you rather Wednesday?
And that's, yeah, okay. But yeah, would you rather be 5 times richer, smarter, or better looking?
I already know the answer to this question. Okay, so if I was better looking, whew, man, watch out, right? That'd be good and all, but I'd still have my same brain, right?
Hang on. I mean, watch out.
What do you mean? Yeah, what do I mean?
What do you mean? Break the internet because of how good looking you'd be?
If I was 5 times better looking? Oh, God.
Then you're starting from scratch, dude. Ooh, yeah. That was good.
Says the guy that looks like a toe soldier from fucking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
What is a toe soldier?
I don't know what that is, but I'm laughing because it sounds funny. What are you on a scale of 1 to 10 right now in your own mind?
At least a 6.5, 7.
Pre-gum scraping, what were you?
Don't worry about that. That's not me anymore.
Ever. Has it? My point is, has that improved you?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Come on. Big time.
Oh, come on, man. What do you want me to say here?
I don't need you to say anything. You're the one. I'm not saying it. You're saying it. All I'm trying to say is 5 times is a lot of times.
Sure. That's a lot of times.
Yeah. That's a lot of times. Okay.
Ladies in the mafia, would you be able to resist Corey if he were 5 times better looking than he is right now?
5 times.
It's a lot of times. I know.
Okay. So what I think is if I had 5 times more money, I'd still have the spending habits I do now. And it would be nice to have, but I would rather do what I have my personality now, have my little goofy looks and whatever, look like a cartoon, and then be 5 times smarter so I know what to do with it. You know what I mean? If I'm 5 times smarter, right now with the money I'm making, I'm saving it, I'm doing all this stuff and being smart with my money. Mm-hmm. I'm also wittier because I'm smarter, so my comedy's going to be better. And I think, I think I would rather be smarter. And I'll be, you know, a better parent probably. I'm not going to say my son runs like a ferret, you know?
Well, you're already at the level where you're not going to say that. So,
yeah.
Christy said 5 times 0 = 0. So,
wow.
That's pretty mean. Yeah. Curvy Barbie said, Corey's handsome now.
Thank you, Curvy Barbie. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Jenny says, now he's good like he is now.
Poppy said he'd make a pass at me if I was 5 times better looking. See?
Poppy Joker. Hey. Shit. Throw a wig on you at 5 times better looking? Fuck. We already saw your AI female, Corey.
Yo, she was cute. I was a cute AI girl, dude.
No, I made a joke that I'd beat off to her, but was it a joke?
I don't think it was a joke, dude. I don't know.
If you asked me this question back when I was trying to act and stuff, I definitely would go 5 times better looking because it would have definitely helped.
Yeah.
You know, and my TV my TV adventures. Definitely could be five times richer, but I think if I was five times smarter, I would be able to get five times richer.
Correct. That's my logic as well.
Than I am now.
Actually, probably be more than five times richer. You could probably be 10, 20 times richer.
Right. Right, exactly. So I think the smart answer, regardless, when you break it down, is smarter, because you can accomplish, yeah. Well, you can't really accomplish being better looking. If I looked like a fucking toad, if I was like really fucking ugly, then I would go for the better looking, because you're just treated better in society.
Yeah.
Right? You get the better table. Yeah, you don't have to sit by the fucking kitchen. You know? You don't have to ride the back of the bus.
Yep.
You know?
I will say this. If you were five times smarter, you could build a time machine, go back, save all the money you wasted on liquor, and be a millionaire at this point in time.
Well, that's a bit of a stretch. I'm thinking if I was five times smarter, I'd be able to delve into more of the things that I'm interested in. Instead of, like, you know, I study now and stuff and try to retain information. That's the hardest thing for me, is to retain information. So if I was five times smarter, that'd be a lot easier. To do the things I want to do now would be a lot simpler if I was smarter.
If you were five times, I wouldn't be able to handle that. If you were five times smarter, because you'd be like that dude that on InfoWars, and you'd have your own
Alex
channel.
Jones.
Oh my God, you'd have this conspiracy thing. And it would just be so, it would be
he's
bigger
been
than
right
now.
About 90% of the things that he said, too. He predicted months before it was going to happen. He said that they were going to fly planes in the World Trade Center and they'd blame a man named Osama bin Laden. And everybody's like, well, how'd you know that? It's on tape. He said that was going to happen. He's like, well, all the stuff is out there. All you have to do is read what the CIA and what everybody puts out there.
Like I said, that would be you. You would be that guy.
Oh, yeah. No, that would be me. I would love to be. That would be my dream, would be to like be Alex Jones. That would be incredible. I want to go on. I want to work on the Blaze, or I want to work on Shapiro's network, the Daily Wire. I want to do.
Yeah.
I want to do one of those things.
Well, why can't you?
I'm not smart enough.
Because I don't know where Connecticut is.
I'm getting smarter, and I'm getting better, but I'm not there yet.
But if you had money.
Maybe someday. I have enough self-awareness to know that I wouldn't want to do that yet, because I'm not at their level.
People in the mafia are saying, so here's a rebuttal. So yes, if you're smarter, you could make better decisions to make more money, to better looking, who cares, right? But if you have more money, you could pay yourself to look better looking. Like you could, you know, do Botox or whatever. You could also.
You don't get better looking when you fuck with your face. You get weirder looking. You don't get better looking.
Okay, all right.
So is this five times more money? Is it just, doesn't regenerate money, right? Is it always there?
No, it's whatever you got. It's five times more money and then.
Boom, and it's done. Then you don't keep acquiring it.
Oh, for me,
okay,
right.
Yeah.
Five times of what I have. So
Jay's going to have $500.
But that'll run out. You're five times more intelligent. That's not going to run out.
That's not going to run out. Yeah, yeah.
It's lasting. You're right. Yeah.
You know?
Good point.
And your looks are going to run out, too. You're going to get old.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to go away.
You never know. You might get hit in the face with a baseball bat by someone on accident. You never know what's going to happen at some point in time, you know?
And as you age, well, the baseball bat thing could hurt your intelligence as well. Yeah. But I mean, as you age, you also learn more. So you'd get five times more than you have now. Plus, all the stuff you accumulate as you age.
Yeah.
And by the way, Kane, based off of what you're saying, I think you're smart enough to go on those shows right now.
Well, I appreciate it.
And I'm not, you know.
I'm not.
You know, please, based off of what some of these people are, you know that you are.
Damn. Wow, you really you haven't been here for a couple of days, huh? You really got to get it all out, huh?
Did you miss me, Jay?
Yeah. Jay has no
Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm just saying. I mean, based off of some of the shows that I've seen and the ridiculousness, you fit in perfect.
All right. Okay. Galvin, he didn't say it didn't happen. He said it was a false flag. Huge difference. Talk about Alex Jones and Sandy Hook. Huge difference. Are tacos sandwiches?
Technically.
We'll discuss
hot dogs
that on Monday. I just looked at the time.
Damn, how you can do that to me? All right.
A judge actually ruled That's that tacos good,
that's
are sandwiches.
A good, that's a good little front sell for Monday.
Yeah, we'll
good
talk up. About that Monday because Corey's got to get on TV here in a few minutes. So let's go that's to right. Ook for Friday.
What the f*** did you just say?
Sometimes we say stuff that can mean a lot of things. Depending on how those words are used, then there's nothing you can do. It's Kane and Corey's Out of Context.
All right, here we go. I got five pieces, and I want to thank Curvy Barbie because she sent me a few of them. So thank you, Barbie,
oh, good.
For yeah. And then I tried to listen as much as I could. Here
okay,
we go.
Curvy Barbie, send me your Zelle so I can send you half of Jay's money for this week. All right.
she only sent me two. All right, here we go. Number five.
Could you just once not go? Oh my God, it's so great.
I'd be like lying.
Well, thank you.
Like, you make my erection go away every time you react.
Could you just once not go, oh my God, it's so great?
it sounds like penetration.
Sounds
yeah.
like it's like.
I mean, we've had sex so many times now. I know it's great. You don't have to tell me every yeah. time it's old.
Just eat off. Every time you say it now, it loses its importance.
I know what that was, though. That was me telling you about, like, there's no way that you like all the food that you make.
Yeah.
So could you just make one video where you're not going, oh my God, this is so great.
Were you on Kelly and Mark, and he said he didn't like something or something like that?
Oh, was
that?
That's right. Kelly and Mark, was like, I don't like this. I didn't like it at all, yeah.
And then Kane said, well, it's a breath of fresh air, because everybody's always like, yeah, we love this, when they really hate it. And that's what he said. Yeah. All right, here we go. Next one, number four.
And tell you what, I put that shit in my mouth, and I can tell you why.
Does
that
it?
Thing will fucking everything out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Is that a woodpecker's penis? What do you mean?
No shit.
What kind of?
No shit.
What the fuck?
Is it a penis / tooth driller?
Like, yeah.
What? Well, like, can I use the penis at the dentist? Is that what that is?
Pencil
this
dick,
might
dude.
Hurt a little. Or it might not.
I'm assuming, I don't know the context of this one, the true context. I'm assuming it was about something at a dentist.
His toothbrush, Corey's toothbrush.
Oh, okay. Yeah, a new toothbrush. I got a new toothbrush, yeah.
All right, yeah, all right, here we go. Next one.
What do you think was going to happen?
Come join you? Hey, I'll finish that for you, sir. I don't know what that one was.
So that
one
is.
What do you think was going to happen?
Come join you? Hey, I'll finish that for you, sir.
Jay,
so I'm telling you, okay, Joe DJ
I didn't really come up with a scenario. I feel like it was just, you know, again, I was got home late last night, but I feel like it was in context. Like, what do you think? It was the one from the Italian guy, I guess.
I know, but I'll tell you what it is. It's basically, I'm like, I couldn't finish the job, man. It was just too much. And you're like, well, why didn't you tell me? And you're like, I would have came over there and I'd be like, you want me to finish the job for you?
See? See?
There all it right. Is. Okay.
All right, and I guess that was I don't know the full story, but there was an Italian guy at a gas pump or something who had a big dick.
Oh,
yeah. He put the gas nozzle up his fucking butthole and started masturbating.
Yeah, oh.
Yeah. And then too.
And then somebody saw him and he was like,
80-year-old guy, looks like, probably. Yeah.
But you guys were more infatuated with the size of his
you
dick.
You should have saw it.
It was huge.
It wasn't orange. Your average everyday Jimmy, dude. This thing was, that was wild.
And it was flopping. It wasn't even hard yet. This, unless, as an old man, that's as hard as he
could
get.
No, dude, that wasn't even, you could tell that there was still room to go.
There was still some elasticity left.
That's what I'm saying. That was wild.
Rick,
I'm like, that's crazy. Rick
gravity, said he had a
hug. Does gravity help men too? Or is it just like.
That balloon wasn't properly inflated all the way.
No. Holy moly.
Even Rick, yeah, Doble says he had a hog.
All right, here we go. Top two.
You have to move your butthole so you can hit all four corners.
But why is your arm in the air? You look like you're on a mechanical bull right
That's
now.
That's what.
You know what? The what I heard with that, right? So let's say there was a microphone in the room that you guys are having sex. The difference in sound sounded like, Kane, you were on the bottom, and Corey, you were on the top, like trying to like move, and then Kane was on the bottom. Like, why are you moving? Like, you get what I'm saying? You picture this in my mind.
So you can hit all four corners. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So it was almost like you were riding Kane, and he was asking you why you're doing the shit with your arm.
I've had more pretend sex with Corey than real sex in my entire life.
In Jay's mind, dude. In Jay's mind, that's all we do.
That's what I pictured in my mind as I was listening. That was from the bidet. You were talking about a bidet. Yeah.
We get together after every show and fuck.
Yeah. In Jay's mind, dude.
Hence why the last one is number one.
You know what we should try? Next time you come in your hand, put it on your face.
Are you kidding me?
Wait, listen again.
You know what we should try?
Corey.
Next time you come in your hand, put it on your face.
It should have started with Corey.
You know what we should try? Next time you come in your hand, put it on your face. That actually, it's hilarious. It's not even out of context.
That's in. That's fully in fully context.
In context, because the story was about blood butt cream.
No. It was blood. It was that girl was putting period blood on her face.
Right, you're right.
Saying it was a facial.
Oh, it was a facial. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Wow. Because, you know, the semen would harden and then you could peel it off.
Like an Elmer's glue, yeah.
Yeah.
But the way it sounded in context for me was you guys were like, you know, like you were done. You were like zipping up your pants, getting ready to leave the hotel room, and you just yelled across the room.
You know what we should try? Next time you come in your hand, put it on your face.
Like, do you think
you know my voice was like well, it was fucking hilarious?
Do you think your mom used to call your dad semen Elmer's glue? Because if not,
I was waiting for
if
that.
Not, that's such a missed opportunity.
Every time you say Elmer's glue, all I
it
can
sounds
think of
like
is
it's your dad's. Yes, yeah,
yeah. Sounds fucking disgusting. So what are we putting in there? Is it number one, even though it's totally in context?
Yeah,
what?
But still, so it still works. Because it was in context, but not the context that we thought it was in. You know,
right. All right.
It's a different. You can add different context to it.
Number one.
So that wins. Let's do news.
And now, from a location unknown for his safety, it's Kane with the not quite news.
Not quite.
Did you know there's still 21 seamen on that Baltimore Bridge cargo ship 2 months later?
They're still down there?
Yeah. They won't let them off. I like the article because they use the word a lot. Maritime unions are calling for the 21 seamen still stranded on board the Dolly ship to get off.
That was like Jay's seamen example that he sent in. Yeah. There's only 21 in the whole thing.
You ain't kidding me, bro.
Compromising 20 Indians and one Sri Lankan, the crew, the seamen, have not been able to access their phones or leave.
Why would they be able to access their phones and leave?
Two Singaporean maritime unions said they're deeply concerned about the seamen and the emotional distress this is causing on the seamen. The Singapore Organization of Seamen, SOS, visited the Dolly April 24th to check on the crew's welfare. They said in a May 11th statement, the morale has understandably dipped with the seamen due to the unfounded fear of criminal liability with the seamen, which is causing emotional distress within the seamen community.
Wait, I know the semen thing's blast. I'm having a great time with it. But it's hard for me to get away from the fact that there's still people on the ship.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Well, because they're part of the criminal investigation. And even though they were just probably riding on the ship, they don't know that. They can't just let them go. They have to investigate to see if they had anything to do with it. So that's
they're
why they
still
have to stay
on,
there.
So the ship's still in the water, and there's people still in it?
Yeah, 21 of them.
Well, that's not accounting for the 100 people that are in the containers, but still.
Right. True. True. Yes.
Thanks.
But they say the crew is part of the ship. Their presence is necessary to keep the ship staffed and operational, too. If they leave, no one knows how to run that ship except for them.
They didn't know how to run a ship in the first place.
Well.
They ran it into a bridge.
That is true. Well, there's so much suspicious activity with this. Really, the 2 minutes right before you hit the bridge went black on the black box. There's nothing there.
I didn't hear about that.
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, right. Wow. Before. It's just like the Epstein thing, how the cameras just suddenly didn't work. Yeah, 2 minutes before the crash on the black box is blank. Wow. And they don't know what happened. The fuck out of here. Another one for Boeing. Video shows the engine catching fire during takeoff.
Crazy.
Did you see that?
Yep.
They don't need the whistleblower. The fucking planes are doing it themselves, dude. They don't. What more whistleblowing do you need? It's happening right before your eyes.
Well, hey, if I could blow my own whistle, I certainly would.
Do you know what's crazy? When I got on the plane to go leave for Florida and come back yesterday, the pilots now explain to you what the engines do and how much pounds of thrust and how much they are worth now. Do you know that?
Maybe not all pilots. It was probably just your guy.
They did
twice. They did it. They're going there and coming home.
Mm.
Also, there was I have to say this since we've been talking about pilots. There was a comedian the other day told this funny joke. He said, you know how every time you get on a plane, all the pilots sound the same? Today we'll be flying over. He said, what if one time you got on a plane and it was a guy with a speech impediment? And he's like, today we will be flying. We will be fast. We will be far. So please get down with your seatbelts on and enjoy your trip into Dallas. I would fly that plane every day, dude.
I'm not sure I would. I don't want a half a tarted flying my plane.
We'll fly. Will we fast? Will we high?
Wee! That's how he signs off. Oh, God. Tomorrow's the luckiest day of the year, according to astrology.
What's tomorrow?
It's the luckiest day of the year.
5/18, huh?
May 18th.
That's my sister's birthday.
Because of something called Jupiter Kazimi.
Oh, Jupiter Kazimi.
Yeah, right. It comes from an Arabic word meaning in the heart. It happens when Jupiter is in conjunction with the sun.
Oh.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Which flavor is McDonald's new Grandma McFlurry?
Butterscotch.
It tastes like Werther's.
Gotta be, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's either that or old vagina. There's no two. You gotta pick one, yeah.
It's vanilla soft serve with crunchy bits of candy and a new flavored syrup. They say it tastes like grandma's favorite treat she hid in her purse.
Any way to keep killing people, dude. They're just gonna come up with any way to keep making money, keep killing people. How much sugar does that have in it? Like, that's got to be at least 400% of your daily value of sugar. And people don't think about it. They don't give a shit. They're just going to mindlessly go and get it because it tastes good.
Yep.
And here I am with sleep apnea, and I'm eating fucking leaves.
that grande mocha frap thing that I used to get at fucking Starbucks, it's got like over 2,000 calories in it. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
So good, though. Really bad jokes.
It's now time for...
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Kane and Corey's...
Really, right?
Really bad jokes.
Yeah, baby, yeah!
Don't get me wrong, I've had my share of Chick-fil-A smooth, like milkshakes, dude. Holy shit. So good.
Oh, yeah. All that shit that's bad for you tastes great. Anyway, Target pulled all their Pride merchandise from the stores.
Thank God.
And to increase traffic, Walmart, meanwhile, has... made all its insulin free.
Ah. Okay. All right. Okay. You did this like I was gonna guess that you said insulin free like that.
Well, no, that was like that's when I gave you the hand that was like okay here's where we might match.
You think I was gonna guess insulin free? You think way too high of me.
5 times smarter.
I don't think I do. Yeah. For the first time in 26 years, Planet Fitness will raise its membership fees.
It's funny that they're going to make people pay more because people there are raising their weight.
Hey! You know, and what woman wouldn't want to pay more to undress in front of a man with a camera taped to his foot? Yeah. I mean, come on. Yeah. That's every lady's
You're
going to
pay more, but you still can't drop weights on the ground? That's stupid.
Russ yells at me if I put the weights down too loud.
Cause he's a rule. Cause you know why? Cause he's like a rule. He likes to follow rules, doesn't he?
Is it? Yeah.
I can tell. I can tell he's one of those. Yeah.
Straight laced dude.
Yeah.
Rule of thumb guy. He gets mad. It's like,
They're gonna yell at us, Doug. The alarm's gonna go. Have you ever made the alarm go off?
No, I've tried though.
Oh, wait a minute. There's actually an alarm there.
Yeah, it's called a Lunk alarm.
Yeah.
I thought that was just for the commercials.
No, there's a Lunk alarm.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Wow.
Low testosterone is associated with higher risk of death. Jay.
What's the reason behind it? That's it? You can't just tell us that. Oh, okay. So hold on.
Well, okay. I
forgot. I forgot you put this in a joke one. Low testosterone is associated with early death.
Yeah.
Fuck. Why are there so many women still here then? That's not even a joke. That's a question.
Experts recommend avoiding things that lower testosterone, like alcohol, anal sex, and Coldplay.
Anal sex.
Coldplay. Oh, shit. That's funny.
Scientists believe they found a pill that stops aging. It's called the birth control pill.
No shit. For real.
That's actually a good one. Wow.
That's funny.
Oh, thanks. Today is National Bike to Work Day. Think about this one.
As Biden likes to call it. How do you get this thing to work? I can't stop falling off of it.
Today is National. Now think about what they wear. Today is National Bike to Work Day. Morning, Frank. Or should I say shalom?
Because it's so tight.
Because he can see his cock through
his balls. Yeah, yeah.
He can see that he's not any circumcised.
Gotcha, yeah. Well,
and finally.
That one went far down the river.
Yeah, it sure did, but it's funny.
It was a thinker. That one was a thinker.
That was funny. Oh, shit.
Ted Danson and Woody Harrelson launched a Cheers podcast.
Oh, God.
But this time, they're cheersing their life. Because they'll be dead soon.
Ted Danson will tell stories, and Woody will say, I don't remember that. Well, have fun on television.
Yeah. This is twice this week, TV, twice this week, dude.
What show is this today?
Access Daily.
Live or taped?
I'm sure it's taped. I might be wrong, but I don't think it's going to be live.
They're in New York, right?
They're in New York right now.
Let us know when that's on.
Yes, sir. I will.
See you later, Elmer's Glue.
Goodbye, everybody.
Later.
Kane and Corey.